Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Discipleship.ca. My name is Teresa, and with me today is...
Steve.
Thanks for joining us as we have another discussion with the hope, prayer, and goal of encouraging you in your daily walk of faith and journey towards Christ-likeness as we explore Scripture, faith, and the Christian life, as well as talking about what Jesus is teaching us on our journeys of faith. Today we are in Psalm 61, continuing on in our journey through the Psalms.
Yeah, so here it is, Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been a refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Prolong the life of the king. May his years endure to all generations. May he be enthroned forever before God. Appoint steadfast love and faithfulness to watch over him. So I will ever sing praise to your name as I perform my vows day after day.
Yeah, thank you. So here we are back to a Psalm of David. We have been in a series of Mikkim Psalms, but this one is an actual psalm that David wrote.
Yeah.
For a stringed instrument, so like singing, right? Like probably the harp. But he starts out by saying, hear me, O God. Hear my cry. Listen to my prayer. Right? David's overwhelmed. He needs God. There is something, he needs something more than what he has in himself.
Yeah.
Right? This moment is too big for him. I think my favorite thing about this verse is David, he says, hear my cry, listen to my prayer. It's not like he's presuming that God is going to hear him and give him a response, but he is actively asking for one.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and there's a layer too there, right? Like there's the those moments where God hears our groanings and our you know moanings, and hear David saying like hear my cry, or you know, but in it hear the prayer, like I know you know why I'm in this
this
state.
Totally, because God, he knows all, and he knows the heart, and he knows exactly where every groan, every cry comes from. And so David's saying, listen to my prayer. Listen. From the ends of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Right? So the ends of the earth, he's faint of heart. David is at the end of himself here. Kind of like this is David using a metaphor, being at the ends of the earth. We know he's not at the ends of the earth.
Right.
Studies have shown that he's literally still in Israel somewhere. He's in God's kingdom. But this is his metaphor for despair, right? Mm-hmm. He's feeling apart from God. He's feeling spiritually removed from God. And that makes him feel far away and faint of heart.
Yeah.
So what does he do? He calls to God, right? It didn't even occur to David to call on anyone else.
Well, that's because he's saying, right? Even in that rock that is higher than I, it's, I need the foundation, like I'm in the depths.
Yeah.
So I need a foundation that is above me. Like, you know, quite literally, there's that ever-present reality metaphor in Scripture. Like when you're going down, you're apart from God. When you're going up towards God. So he's saying, I need to go up.
Yeah, exactly. Because he can't make himself, he can't get himself up there.
Right.
So in that moment, he calls to God. And I love that he doesn't rely on himself here. And I love that he doesn't doubt. You know, how many times when we are feeling like we need outside of our situation, we need to be rescued, we need something that is more strong than what we can offer to ourselves, do we cry to God? Or do we try to fix it? Or do we doubt?
Right? Yeah.
Right? What do we do? David, there's no doubt. Yeah. He just is confidently calling to God alone.
Yeah, I need a rock that is higher than I, so I'm going
to
do it.
Exactly, right? He calls to God, not himself.
Yeah.
He is still trusting that he is under the wings of the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how he's feeling, in this moment, he is calling to God because he knows that God will hear him.
Right.
And I love that. Like, I love that.
Well, and it's good to, like, in step outside of David and Israel and whatever they think was going on at this moment, right?
Yeah, there's a few different ideas of what
they have guesses.
History.
We know his story. We know the big moments, right? We don't know day by day by day.
Of course.
Get beyond that and you just go, when you're in your despair, like, where do you find your hope? Well,
where do you turn?
Like, if you feel, like, quite literally, if you feel like you're drowning in life, you need somewhere to be able to climb out of that mess.
Yeah, or pull you out.
Like, yeah, like, but you have, like, there's got to be something to get on.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And that is here David saying that rock towards God. It can never be, you know, pick yourself up by your own bootstraps.
No, it can't be you. You don't get to rescue yourself because it doesn't actually work like that. It
doesn't work that way because it's like, hey, look, I'm rescuing myself while I float away.
While you slip back in, right? Like, it's just David knows he needs something bigger than him. And in this instance, he knows it's God.
Yeah. It's also why lots of times we would say, especially to our kids, like, if you're going through something, somebody who's in the same mess as you is not really able to help.
No,
like,
absolutely.
You need somebody outside.
No, 100%. Right? And then verse 3, he continues on saying, like, why is he going to God? Why does he need the rock that's higher than him? For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against my enemy. And if you've been with us this whole time, or if you yourself have spent time in the Psalms, you know David's story. David here is trusting how God has rescued him in the past. Him and God have a history together, right?
Yeah.
And he knows that only God is his rescue and only God is his strength. So even now in this moment, he's saying, God, I'm trusting that. I'm trusting you. I'm trusting our history. I'm trusting that you will do what you say that you will do. I'm trusting that you have got me.
Yeah.
Right? And then he goes on to verse 5 and says, for you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Did I skip one? Yes.
You did.
Let me, sorry, verse 4.
We skipped the tent and the wings.
That's right. Let me, and these we don't want to skip.
No,
let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings. So the word tabernacle and tent here are interchangeable.
Yes, they are.
Right? So this is kind of, David is alluding to when God lived in the tabernacle among his people. And this is what David wants. Let me live in your tent forever.
Yeah.
You know, the wings that he's talking about can also point to the tabernacle where they had the actual golden wings on the tabernacle.
On the ark.
Right? The Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah.
Where we keep seeing, you know, this picture that David is painting the depths of God's rescue and shelter, right? The words he's using are shelter, strong tower, tent, shelter of wings. Like, we are getting this amazing imagery of how God is protecting.
Yeah.
Not just rescuing, not just to rescue him and leave him there. He's not just going to leave him when he pulls him up. He's going to protect him.
Yeah, and that's the story of Israel, right?
Absolutely.
They were lifted out of the Middle East when God comes to Abraham, but then it's like there's been this constant moving them, protecting them, sheltering them, and ultimately placing them into the promised land.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, so here we kind of see this where David is like, that's what I want. I want to be with you. Mm. I want you to be here with me. Now we get to verse 5. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. So David's vows, he's vowed to be faithful.
Yeah.
Right? He's vowed to God and his faithfulness to him. And God gave him the heritage of those who fear his name. He was made king. So lots of people do think that this was after he became king, because there's another verse coming up that talks about that too. Some disagree. So, I mean, you can do your research. Let us know what you think. But David was given to take care of Israel and lead them in the Lord.
Yeah.
Right? So he was given the heritage of those who fear his name.
Yep.
There was a responsibility there
for
David. And so David had made those vows. And he knows, God, you've heard them. Right? You've heard them. You know them. You know that they're true.
Right.
Then in verse 6, this is where it says, prolong the life of the king. May his years endure to all generations.
Yeah.
So now this I love, because one of the commentaries that I was reading when I was studying for this said, David confidently expected God's blessing upon his reign.
Yeah.
It was not because he thought so highly of himself, but it was because he thought so highly of the God who keeps his promises.
Right. And David is functioning in that idea. His kingdom will be forever.
Forever. Yeah.
Right? And I mean, he does miss that it's God's kingdom that will be forever.
Well, this is what we love about David, though. He's so human in that. This is mine. God gave this to me, you know?
My kingdom will be forever.
This is my kingdom. But then I love how in verse 7, how it goes on, may he be enthroned forever before God, appoint steadfast love and faithfulness to watch over him.
Yeah.
Because here we see, yes, David is living this out, but his is temporary. We know that. He's human. But he's kind of pointing to Jesus here. This is part of what we call the messianic prophecy foreshadowing kind of coming, right? Enthroned forever before God. So David would be for a time, but Jesus is forever.
Yeah. Sits on the throne now.
Currently.
Currently.
Absolutely. And as David needed steadfast love and faithfulness, also Jesus would go to the cross in love and faithfulness for us and to the Father, right? He was in obedience to the Father, the love for us, to save us from being separate from God forever. Mm-hmm. So there's this, Jesus is and will always be on the throne. His kingdom is forever.
Yeah.
Right? And then we get to verse 8. So I will ever sing praises to your name as I perform my vows day after day. I love how this psalm, while it is a cry for help when we feel overwhelmed, it's also a reflection of the joy that we find when we are faithful to God, right? Of when we turn to him in those moments that we are unsure, that we are overwhelmed, that our heart is faint, and where we don't have answers and we have more questions than we are comfortable with. We turn to God because he is our rescue. He is our strength. He is the rock that we can build our life on. He is the foundation that will never crack or fail us. Mm-hmm. And when this world, while we have moments that we're unsure and overwhelmed, we know that that is also temporary. We have confidence knowing that we praise Jesus now in the confusion, but one day we will praise him forever in glory and perfectness, right? Yeah. Perfect before him, made perfect through him.
Yep.
Where we have our glorification with him.
And he'll answer our questions.
He will. And all the insecurities and all the doubts and all the questions, they'll be washed away.
They will be gone.
They'll be answered in him.
Yeah.
Right? So my encouragement to you today is to keep turning to him. Keep going to him with your questions. Keep going to him when you feel overwhelmed. Keep crying out for him for answers. At the same time, you commit yourself to him because he is faithful. He is listening. And he will answer in his time, for his glory, and for your joy.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us for our conversation today. If you've enjoyed the podcast, you can always subscribe, leave a like, or comment on our social streams, or even tell others about us. We appreciate any help in getting connected to people who are interested. As always, you can find us online at discipleship.ca and on Facebook and Instagram. Have a great day. Hope you can join us next time.
Until next time.